We're here in Spain. We're well into January, and it's time to catch up with somebody from Blevins Franks. And guess who it is? It's Chris McCann. How are you doing, Chris? And how was your Christmas?
I'm very well, thanks, Howard. My Christmas was restful. As I was just explaining to you, I just managed to relax, and now I've got to go back to work again.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
that's the way.
Lots of people will say, I know exactly how you feel. Anyway, since we're still early in the new year and it's our first discussion for 2025, I thought I'd ask Chris for his views on 2024 and what financial developments he expects this year to bring. So Chris, after a couple of tricky years for financial markets, how did 2024 pan out? Were you satisfied with or disappointed by investments performance last year?
Well, Howard, it was a very good year, 2024. In fact, overall, in both 2023 and 2024, both years were characterized by some very strong stock market performance. In the US stock markets, which I typically refer to because they comprise our client, typically comprise our clients' largest holdings, the S&P 500, which is the index of the largest 500 US companies, achieved collective gains of around 24% in 2023 and over 26% in 2024, which were stellar returns, really. On the other hand, those invested in bonds and cash realized significantly lower single-digit returns. So for those who followed our advice and did not run for the exits in 2022 after a relatively poor 2022 from an equity market point of view and didn't move significantly to cash, well, they've had two very positive years of performance.
I know you don't have a crystal ball, but how do you think 2025 will go from a market performance point of view? Do you feel positive?
Well, you're absolutely right. I don't have a crystal ball, and I never have. And as regards stock and equity market performance, I've no idea how 2025 will go. But to be honest, it doesn't matter. Regardless of what happens during 2025, at Blevins Franks, we will continue to follow our investing principles. We're long-term, goal-focused, plan-driven investors. And our core investment policy to invest in broadly diversified portfolios of high quality businesses will remain unchanged. We will continue to believe that economies can't be consistently forecast, nor the markets consistently timed. And the only practical way to capture the superior long-term returns of stock markets is to ride out their frequent but historically always temporary declines. And finally, we'll continue not to react to economic or market events. And as long as your long-term goals remain unchanged, so will our plans for achieving those goals. In other words, regardless of what happens to markets during 2025, it will have no real impact on our clients' long-term plans. And to answer your question as regards feeling positive, I always feel positive because from an investor perspective, faith in the future is really the only worldview that squares with the historical record.
When it comes to taxation, what stood out last year and what should our listeners be aware of?
Well, look, our clients are typically British expatriates living in Spain, and they tend to be focused on the tax situation in both the UK and in Spain. Now, as far as the UK is concerned, we saw the arrival of a new Labour government, and as part of their first budget in October, we saw a number of changes which resulted in the typical British expatriate being potentially subject to higher UK taxes. As far as our typical expatriate is concerned, not a great deal on the Spanish tax front changed during 2024. I suppose the only thing of note was the abolition of the Golden Visa scheme, which allowed non-EU nationals to obtain residency through significant investment in Spain. This followed on the back of the abolition of other tax-related residency schemes in the EU, such as Portugal, and aimed to address the issue of housing affordability concerns and reduce speculative investment in the real estate market in Spain.
As we start this new year, do you have any particular advice for British expatriates in Spain with regarding their financial planning?
I do, and I'm going to focus on one area. And as I've already alluded to, following poor equity market performance and rising interest rates in 2022, many people made a very poor decision to move funds to cash and as a result have missed out on the stellar returns achieved by the stock markets, as I mentioned previously. So as we start 2025, my main piece of advice is that people should about turn and get their hard-earned monies invested back in assets that are going to provide far superior returns. In general, cash should not be thought of as an investment. It's a terrible investment. You basically have money earning a low yield, then you pay taxes on it, meaning that you end up with almost nothing. The vast majority of the time, you're lagging inflation. So if you have money sitting in cash at the bank, you can expect your purchasing power to erode over time. And sometimes, as we've seen in the last 5 years in particular, very, very rapidly. The only party that benefits from you putting your funds in a bank account is the bank, in my opinion. So not only is cash not a good place to be right now, it's going to be much worse. As a reminder to all our listeners out there, let's not confuse investing with need. You should always have access to cash to cover the next, say, 3 to 6 months, because life has twists and turns and there can be an emergency and you can't have your money invested in equities or other real assets, because equities stroke real assets could go down. So you must have cash. However, beyond your requirements over the next 3 to 6 months, holding cash as an investment is a very poor choice. Cash is not doing well today. It's going to get worse as interest rates likely decline, and it should not be thought of as an investment as part of a portfolio, no matter where interest rates are. Apart from speaking to a Blevins Franks advisor to deal with your excess cash holdings, as we move into any new year, I always recommend that with the help of a suitably qualified cross-border advisor, listeners complete a comprehensive review of their overall financial positions. Whatever the time of year, experience has taught me that not having a well-thought-out plan for your lives in Spain can have significant unintended consequences for you and your family.
Finally, Chris, I've been doing radio interviews with Blevins Franks for over 25 years now, but the company's been going longer than that. And I understand that this year is a notable year for Blevins Franks.
It is, Howard. 2025 marks Blevins Franks' 50th anniversary, which I'm sure you would admit is quite a milestone.
Indeed. And will there be any events to mark this anniversary?
Howard, there will be. We are going to be hosting events for our clients to celebrate the 50th anniversary. I'm not sure yet quite what or when, but yes, we will be. I think it's one of those anniversaries that deserves maybe a few glasses of wine and a bit of good cheer.
Well, something to look forward to indeed. And for those who don't know much about your business, the website is the first port of call.
Listeners can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com, where they will be able to access all the contact details of our local partners. If they so wish, they will be able to complete a contact form on the website, and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch with the most appropriate next steps.
Okay, thank you. We'll talk again next week, and we'll pick up the baton on the golden visa, I think.
We will indeed. Speak to you then, Howard. Bye for now.